This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Look, what I would want as an owner is I would want him to come into my office and tell me the plan. Give me the long-term plan with this team that you have right now. Give me the core pieces that we're going to be building around and where they're going to play, and then tell me what your plan is right now at the trade deadline, since we're only a little over 2 months away from it. Give me your plan there, and then go through the farm system and give me the timetable of the prospects like Bradfield that you think are ready. Well, you know, Z-Rader replace Mullins next year in center field. Like, I need this laid out for me, and that's what the owner needs to do. He doesn't need to go hire a consultant. He needs Mike Elias to come in and give him the actual plan. And then Mike, you know, he's on the clock. I mean, this trade deadline, you're on the clock. You got a lot of pieces that contending teams are going to want. You're also in a fortunate position that a lot of the teams that are not in the race don't have a lot to trade.
So that was Jim Bowden joining the show today, yesterday. I'm not the only one who hears that, am I?
No, it's the same thing as yesterday. Yeah, similar to yesterday.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to ignore that, at least the best I can, and talk about the fact that Jim Bowden came in hot yesterday on the show around 5 o'clock and basically torched. Are we on the air? Give me a thumbs up, Ben. Are we on? Yeah, okay, we're on.
All right.
Please text Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully the people aren't hearing this static electricity that we are.
It's what's weird is when we played the Bowden cut, it was fine. And it wasn't until we came in, but alas.
The baseball gods.
And then
when
I was trying to get in Ben's ear, did the static stop for
you
guys?
It did stop.
Okay.
Yeah, it did stop.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bizarre kind of thing. But alas, Jim Bowden kind of with us that the Orioles, that status quo ain't working.
No, and he was critical of their processes up and down the organization. Things we've been pointing out, like too much position flexibility, not letting people have specialization at a certain position, moving them around too much, the inability to develop pitching, the playing of people, and they're doing it right now, like Tyler O'Neill for some godforsaken reason, instead of finding out everything you can about Heston Kerstad. The failures up and down from a team building standpoint to put the right collection of people, not the right collection of numerical, dots and numbers and dashes, not the right assemblage of data points off of an algorithm, but the right collection of people to help you play winning baseball. And that obviously falls on Mike Elias. And while Jim Bowden wasn't ready to call for Mike Elias' job like I was, he certainly indicated that Mike Elias' job should be in jeopardy.
On the
and
clock,
that Mike
he
Elias
said.
Has a lot of fixing to do.
Well, I think something that needs to be pointed out is if someone maybe just heard Jim Bowden join our program for the first time, we've had him on for years at this point, and he's been one of the biggest advocates of Mike Elias. And for him to voice is strong, and he was ready to go. When we had him on after the first question, he had some notes ready, some points that he wanted to hit on, because this isn't good enough. And I asked him about the window. He was like, this year's chalked, man. Don't worry about this year. You got to worry about recovering at this point, because he is right. You still have some cornerstone guys that you can build around, but you have to be a hell of a lot more aggressive than Mike Elias has been.
By the way, just to put in perspective where Jim Bowden was a year ago, he's like, I'm coming to Baltimore every October for crab cakes.
You guys are
going to
buy me crab cakes, and I'm going to be setting up shop with my buddies from MLB Central and Sirius MLB Radio. We're all going to be there because we spend a lot of time in, you know, with the teams that make the World Series and have long playoff runs. And he you know, said he, at one point in time, he said, you know, you guys might have the best GM in baseball. He's certainly singing a very different tune now, and for good reason. I personally think we've seen enough failures not to entrust this front office as presently constructed with all those moves. And I'm talking, there should be a half dozen moves if this team stays on this track at the deadline. Maybe some of them are packaged together, so maybe it's not a half dozen trades. But, I mean, literally, Eflin, Sagano, Mullins, O'Hearn.
Anyone on an expiring contract.
Hey, Kittredge, as soon as he shows he can throw.
Dominguez. It should be. I mean, I would listen. Honestly, Batista. I would listen on Batista. Mm-hmm. So, it's a lot to entrust someone who has not been willing to deviate from their plan. Someone who has been so headstrong and so pig-headed and so overtly stubborn that it has crammed this thing that we thought was going in one direction completely in another. He's hijacked his own rebuild. I don't trust him to do it. And look, just go look at the Orioles minor league system right now. And we have it down on the farm today, and we'll be at Chesapeake tomorrow. Nobody's hitting, and nobody in the high minors is really pitching either. Go look at their team on-base percentages in the minors. Go look at their team batting averages, GG, for you. Go look at their team OPSs. It's scary. Go look at Vance Honeycutt, a number one pick who was supposed to be pretty well-groomed as an experienced college player. He can't hit high A pitching at all. He's getting dominated by that league, a league he started in last year. So there's problems up and down the organization right now.
Absolutely. And it's almost like a kind of a sickness. There's a hitting sickness going on in this organization. And you have to question you like to call it, the hitting incubator that they've created here, because nobody's hitting.
Well, and you go back a couple of years ago when they won 100 games and they were one of the best offenses from 2023 till the end of June last year. It's staggering where they're at right now. 24th in runs scored per game, 26th in stolen bases after talking that up all spring training, 26th in on-base percentage, 21st in OPS. And that's not even getting to the dreadful pitching numbers. That's the offense. That's what Mike Elias sold. They're going to be able to slug themselves to win.
And look, if this guy is going to be entrusted with trying to dig them out of this, then have a keen eye and watch these lineups every day and watch how they're using people. Because if this guy, and Tyler O'Neill just had another abject failure at bat, if this guy's not willing to even admit that mistake and try to get a kid like Heston more at bats, especially against a righty who he could hit, then how do you think he's going to be able to do the kind of reversal it's going to take to go to being a widespread seller and maybe the first seller? Because as Bowden, you heard in that clip, and we're going to hear more from him in the next segment, there are not that many overt sellers right now. And the ones who would want to be that don't have any talent.
Jason,
the Rockies got nothing. The White Sox got nothing. I mean, my guy,
Luis Robert, maybe.
The La Pantera. He's batting 185. Again, to use your favorite statistic.
Yeah.
It's brutal. So it's not only about doing it. It's about doing it first. It's about getting ahead of the game and starting to manipulate the market. But this guy's always late to the dance. You're telling me he's going to be early? I don't buy it.
To be fair, Tyler O'Neill did work the count full before striking out.
Yeah.
So he did.
Get the pitch count.
Yeah, he got that pitch count.
We're relievers now, so I don't really know. I mean, we're well into the bullpen. So the pitch count thing, you can save that.
By the way, Orioles trail 4-3 in the sixth. They were up 3-0, and then Dean Kramer had the Dean Krameriest of innings as he gave up a solo shot, a couple of hits. They got two outs, looked like he was going to get out of it, and gave up a three-run homer to the backup catcher. So, alas, we have a big Wednesday show. Very busy, obviously. No BBT later, so we have a full show here till 6. Coming up at 2:30, the doctor, Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, will get his thoughts on the Orioles and Ravens. Of course, he's got the Be More Baseball pod at 2:30. Tim Murray's Best Bets from VSiN at 3:30. And Ryan Ripken at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, a lot going on with the Ravens. Obviously, the schedule comes out tonight. We know who they're playing already and where they're playing, and we just don't know when. We're not going to belabor that point too much. But Ardarius Washington, is that a significant enough injury that the Ravens should put more assets into the secondary, or should they still maybe use that next free agent signing on an edge defender no matter what? The Derrick Henry contract, woo, it's a biggie.
Yeah.
We will dissect and discuss. So, yeah, a lot. As always, to get to.
But Jim Bowden, we've heard one cut, but we need to hear more from the former GM now with MLB Network Radio, CBS, The Athletic. What did Jim Bowden have to say here when he joined the show yesterday? That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Number one, too many of the young players are not living up to their potential.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like one or two.
Yeah.
It's Gunnar Henderson. It's Jackson Holliday. It's Adley Rutschman. It's Jordan Westberg. It's Heston Kerstad. Kaz was only played in 4 games. I won't include him. That wouldn't be fair. Kobe Mayo. So you've got this group of young players, none of which are living up to their capability. And look, I wasn't expecting all of them to. I think some had risk. But there are some that really should be that aren't. And someone's got to be accountable for that part of it.
So that was Jim Bowden on the show yesterday. Man, I'm listening to this. Full disclosure, I was not here in the 5 o'clock hour, but I had some free time last night, and I got a chance to listen to it. And I got fired up listening to him. And one of the things he mentioned, and it was maybe the first out-of-town national guest to talk about something we've talked about a lot, why all the damn platoons?
Yep.
He was fired up about it.
Well, and the people who are blocking the young players from maybe reaching their full potential with a more full-throated runway are stiffs and has-beens. I mean, that's the reality. Tyler O'Neill, that's what he is. Gary Sanchez, that's what he is. I mean, like, Laureano's been better than we thought, but when, you know what I mean? When we're looking at him over these kids, I mean, not having a path for many of these kids, not putting them where they should be. And again, it's got to change in the minors too. This is a player, they're having a player development crisis.
Nobody has a position, Jason. Look at Kobe Mayo.
Still doesn't have one. Still trying to pretend he's a third baseman.
Well, and that's what Jim kept saying. They're too much into positional flexibility because they're not focusing in on one position because the platoons, and Jim even said exactly what you said, Jason. I'm done seeing the Sanchez's. I'm done seeing the O'Neills. Like, let's see what the young guys got.
Let's hear more from Jim Bowden joining the show yesterday and talking about the feeling that the managers and coaches are feeling comfortable even with the struggles.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. And that's why, you know, for example, let's look at the Texas Rangers for a minute, right? Bruce Bochy, we all are going to agree, is going to be in the Hall of Fame as a manager.
Yes.
And we can all agree that Chris Young is one of the brightest GMs in the game.
Yes.
And he knows what he's doing. He's played, he's done everything, and he has surrounded himself with major league people like Bruce Bochy and Michael Young and Skip Schumacher and, you know, Ian Kinsler, and I can go on and on. When things weren't working, he made a change, and he made a change with the hitting coach that they won a world championship with a couple years ago. And it's not that he wasn't a good hitting coach then and isn't a good hitting coach now, but it's not working, and it's broke. We got to fix it. We're going to fix it. Let's bring in a different mindset, a different angle, someone that's going to focus on something different. So they bring in Brett Boone, who learned hitting from Edgar Martinez, truth be known, and, you know, walks in there the first day and just starts focusing on, we're going to do the little things to win baseball games. We're going to move the runners. We're going to drive them in, and we're going to sit at the top step, and we're going to study every pitch to our teammates to really understand how they're pitching to them, to kind of understand what they're going to do to us in addition to all the analytic preps that we've done. And the Rangers just started winning. They started hitting. It's only been a week. But the point is, it doesn't matter who is the better hitting coach between the guy you replaced or the guy coming in. It's a different voice that is gotten attention to the players. And oh, my God, there's change. You know, you can get comfortable quickly. You know, you can build something and everyone gets comfortable. Yeah. And all of a sudden, people stop listening to the voice. You cannot have this many young, talented players not be developing the way they should. And I don't care what anybody says.
Jason, he tells no lies.
No. It's amplifying things we've been talking about, honestly, since almost a calendar year when the slippage, if you really had a discerning eye, you could see the slippage happening. And there were some cries for help, not many, but some, that, hey, you better identify this for what it is, and you better start changing your culture, and you better have more people on the top step, and you better have more people held to account, or these bad habits are going to become your brand. It's their brand. They're wearing it. They're wearing it again tonight. They wear it 5 days a week. There might be one game they play pretty clean and half another game where, you know, three or four guys look like they get the assignment, but most of the time, it's cruise control.
Well, it's something that we continue to bring up in terms of these young guys. Who is better year over year? I'll give you Jackson Holliday. That's it. And that's unacceptable. And he's right. You're not going to hit on all of these young guys, and they're not going to all develop in a linear path. But you're telling me just one guy right now is better year over year. It's unacceptable.
More from Jim Bowden. This team can't hit. They can't pitch. Can't field either. Who's to blame for the fielding struggles?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to point the fingers specifically at Mike or Brandon Hyde, but I'll tell you that, you know, what you're saying is completely accurate. And one of the issues, and I'll go back to this philosophical issue, they are obsessed with position flexibility to a fault. And their idea is, we're going to have everyone be able to play multiple positions. We're going to move them all around based on right, left, who we're playing, and share the positions, and everything's going to be okay. No, it's not. Go look at the World Series teams. They're not platooning everywhere. That doesn't mean we haven't had examples where a world champion team hasn't platooned in a particular position. But in general, that's not the way it works. When we get to the World Series, we have players that are everyday players playing the position. And when you platoon a player, what you do is you stifle the prospect from getting better. Every time you sit a young left-handed hitter because you have a better right-hand hitter to hit for him to win tonight's game, you are stopping the development of that prospect, and he will never hit left-handed pitching. How are you going to hit left-handed pitching if you never face it? And why do guys like Kyle Schwarber all of a sudden, as they develop, all of a sudden they hit left-handed pitching? Because they're facing it. That's how you get better in life. You get better in life when you absolutely get the opportunity to keep seeing things you're weak at, and you work on it, and you get better. You know, I don't need to see, and I don't mean this in an insulting way, but I don't need to see half the guys they're putting out there. I don't need to see
Tyler O'Neill in right field
and O'Neill. I don't need to see that crap.
Yeah,
I want to see the young kids be given a position, be given a pathway, and let's go, and let's go.
Man, preach, Jim Bowden, preach. Like the couple things he said, talking about. You watch the World Series, you don't see platoons everywhere. And then he brought up Kyle Schwarber. Well, he hits lefties because he's gotten the opportunity to hit lefties. It makes so much sense. I don't know why they don't do it that way, but they don't.
How's Kyle Stowers hitting lefties?
He's doing pretty damn well.
Yeah.
Hit another homer yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it was against a lefty, but hit another homer.
I'm so sick of these fools. They are fools.
Kyle Stowers better than Heston Kerstedt.
I told you that a long time ago.
You didn't want to believe me. No, I did not.
Told you he's a better ball player and he will be a more productive hitter.
I did not think that was possible.
We'll have 25 home run seasons. Mm-hmm. The first is, unless he gets hurt, the first is coming this year, which would also be his first full season getting to play regularly.
One more from Jim Bowden. The Orioles window.
Well, it's shrinking. And right now, you don't have the window that we thought you had in March. You don't have the window. This year is not a window. You're not going to fix this. You're not going to turn it around. You don't have the starting pitching to do it, and you're not developing your young players to do it. And that's why, again, there has to be changes. There has to be changes in every aspect. There has to be changes in the way the players are developed. There has to be changes in the way the players are utilized. There has to be changes in the roster to improve the pitching staff. And you've got to have more stability defensively. You know, it's not too late to put Gunnar Henderson at third base and Holliday at shortstop and Westberg at second base. Maybe the next manager will want to do that. Maybe this particular manager. Yeah, and by the way, you can be great 2 years ago, and then it doesn't work 2 years later. And it doesn't mean you're not a good baseball man, but maybe what you did 2 years ago, you can't do with this particular team. But someone else may have a better idea how to manage the exact same team that you're running right now, that you're having no success. And that's my point. But I will say this. I mean, let's go back to the starting pitching. Look, all those years I was a GM, I can promise you one thing. Every time I had starting pitching, we won. Right? I mean, every time we could be in a pennant race if I had starting pitching. The years I didn't have starting pitching, it didn't matter how much my offense was scored, I wasn't going to win. I knew that going into it. It's just the way it is. You have to be able to keep yourself in games every fifth day. In terms of offense, everybody has the bats. The division you're in, Yankees are always going to hit. Red Sox are always going to hit. Blue Jays are always going to hit. The Rays are always going to have athleticism and move the runners and try to out-pitch you. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to be able to pitch with the big boys. You do. And losing Burns and Rodriguez to the injured list, I mean, that's huge. And then you had the injury to Eflin, and then you failed on the Morton signing. Sagano's been okay. Doesn't miss any bats, but at least he gives you a chance to win. But you got to upgrade the starting pitching if you want to compete, because you're not going to be able to compete with this rotation.
In a nice way, he said their offseason was a failure.
You think Mike Elias can fix all those things based on what you've seen, then you know, you should stay away from used car salesmen. You should stay away from cryptocurrency. You should stay away from anybody trying to sell you anything.
Stop if you've heard this before. The Orioles only have two hits. They're in the seventh inning. They're trailing 4-3. We'll talk Orioles and Ravens. For a lot of Ravens news, our Darius Washington hurt. Derrick Henry extended. The Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Very busy day in Charm City sports. Orioles losing 4-3. It looked like the Orioles were about to tie it, but Byron Buxton robbed Ryan O'Hearn. So it's still 4-3 as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Game one of a doubleheader. Ravens, they lost a guy to injury. They have an extension. The schedule's coming out. Who better to talk with than a man who has covered sports in this town for years? He's enjoying the game of life. He joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It is Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. And Jerry, always a pleasure talking to you. Well, let's start with the Orioles. And where are you on Mike Elias, Brandon Hyde, et cetera?
Where am I? I'm watching them drive this team into the ground right now. That's where I am. I'm watching them lose a baseball game. I did see them win a series when I was down in Sarasota over the weekend, so that was quite a feat. But right now, I mean, there's trouble in Birdland. I just came from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Great people, not happy with the Orioles, and rightfully so. We had a long conversation and broke it down, and there needs to be some changes. You can't keep the status quo. I think Jim Bowden made that very clear just a few minutes ago. That was some great sound from him. But this team needs a fixing, and, you know, I'm watching the TV screen right now. I predicted with an unscheduled 12:30 game on a rainy day, there might be 3,000 fans there, and I think I overestimated.
You overshot it,
Jerry. Is this just who Adley Rutschman is at this point? He got off to that great start on opening day, but since then he just has tailed off 0-2 today.
Well, the numbers don't lie, Tim. I mean, it's a track record now that we're looking at the last year. And, yeah, it was a great start where they didn't lose all these series and the Adley effect seemed to be there, but that's gone up in smoke, and Bobby Witt has lapped him. So it is not the right move, obviously. In retrospect, you would have made a different selection. But apparently the analytics with Bobby Witt didn't fit their agenda, from what I've been told.
Yeah, they also did the safe thing rather than the bold thing, which also we came to find out is very much their brand.
The old stomping grounds, by the way, I was looking for the next Tobias Myers down at the Gulf Coast League in Sarasota.
You could do a lot worse than Tobias Myers. He's turned out okay.
Turned out pretty darn good.
Starting for the Brew Crew.
For nothing. Yep.
Yeah.
But the Orioles are doing their thing. They're renovating Ed Smith Stadium, so they're over at the Twin Lakes Complex, which is too far of a drive for me if it's the beach day.
Yeah.
What did you think of the hitting? Did you catch the hitting coach there on Sunday saying we don't need to change anything about what we're doing?
Am I alone in thinking it's kind of Bush that Brandon Hyde doesn't speak on?
Oh, trust me. We've been bringing it up forever. Well, yeah. Okay. Who the hell is he?
Yeah. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. When I said it to the beat writers, they're saying, whoa, you got a chance to speak with some of the coaches. The manager should be accountable on Sundays, especially when he puts out that lightweight lineup. What was your question? I'm sorry.
No, he sent Cody Ashe out there on Sunday, and Cody Ashe said, we know we've had the same issues since last year, but we don't need to change our processes. We don't need to adjust what we're doing. We're just fine.
Yeah, again, it's more the status quo. It's like, read the room. You guys are at the bottom in terms of runners in scoring position, in terms of sacrifices, moving the runner over. It's either a home run or bust. I mean, what, they just had two hits coming into this inning, and you see they have three runs. I mean, you see how it works for them, and they barely get over four runs a game. So this guy should be thankful he still has a job, to be honest. And they made all these changes in the offseason. They haven't been too productive. Even moving the wall in hasn't, you know, proved much in terms of dividends for this team. So
Sigswall. It's Sigswall.
I'm not impressed with what anything they're saying right now. To me, it's just all lip service.
Talking with Jerry Coleman, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's switch to the Ravens. Let's get the good news first. Derrick Henry extension. There's a 2-year extension, but essentially he's going to get $14 million guaranteed this year, $11 million guaranteed next year, a team option for 2027. What do you think?
Well, I'm surprised it's 2 years, but it's probably just a 1-year deal. I'm famously the guy that said he probably had nothing left at the tank at his introductory press conference. I may have been a little off on that. It's great to see because they are built to win the Super Bowl this year. I just believe this is the last chance with this group, and they're going to give it one more run, and he's going to be a key part of it. Hopefully they can escape the injury bug. I know they didn't with Ardarius, and it's a shame because he's a very likable guy, but he's very small, very compact. So I think they knew that it was a possibility that he could either get hurt during the season. They probably didn't expect it during the off season, but I think they have a backup plan for sure. But it's unfortunate news to hear that.
Well, Jerry, with that safety position, Ardarius Washington tearing his Achilles, do you expect them to go outside the organization, a name we brought up a lot this offseason, Justin Simmons? Do you expect them to bring in a veteran?
I do. I think they'll bring in someone with some veteran experience because, again, they've talked about how important the secondary is. They went with their first-round pick the last couple of years in that direction, and that's something Eric DaCosta has repeatedly talked about. So I do think they will go that route, Tim. I don't think there's, you know, a rush to do it. We'll see him do it probably later in the during this off season. But I do think they'll go up and get some backup help there in the secondary where they need it.
Would you like to see them add anything else to this roster, Jer? They're about to reap some financial rewards from cutting their
June
kicker.
1st.
I'm using air quotes here for football reasons.
Yeah,
for football reasons.
Well, we all know why they had to come out with the football quote. I mean, the NFL hasn't gotten off their collective ass yet to go ahead and make an announcement, and it's embarrassing that the Ravens had to go and do that before the NFL did. But that's why the Ravens did it. It was a CYA move. We know it wasn't just for football reasons. But they have to say that since the league hasn't done anything. So what's the league doing? That's what I'm asking. As far as what they need to bring in, I'm really not sure, Jason. I mean, I don't know how it's going to work out with this kicker competition. I just don't know because all we've seen this kid Luke do is kick the ball around at a rookie mini camp, no pressure whatsoever. So that will be interesting to see. And they haven't had to deal with this in quite some time.
Jer, how excited are you for the schedule release tonight?
Come on,
it's coming.
Jerry.
You know, there's a rumor that week one is at Buffalo.
Yes.
And if that's
City of losers, Jer.
City of losers, yeah. And that's good for the Ravens because at least it's a pleasant time to go up there. You wouldn't want to go up there in November or December. No one wants to go up there during those months ever. No one ever says, I want to go to Buffalo in November and December for vacation. So if they get that game out of the way early with a W, that would be great. If the proper security is brought along, make the trip.
You will.
Yes, I was about to say, September, you got to make the trip.
There's got to be a lot of security, and I have to have someone sign a form
guaranteeing my safety.
Chad Steele wouldn't sit next to you in the stands?
he absolutely
I mean,
would
if he
not,
could do security for Ray Lewis, he could do security for Aloysius.
Yes.
Well, he selected me for a dunk tank up there, but he didn't want to take any accountability or responsibility for insurance purposes.
So how would you get there? I don't buy for a second that you're even thinking about going up there. You're serious about this.
Nah, I don't think I'm
going up exactly. There. That's what I thought.
I mean, despite the weather being attractive and all that, if someone
is it really attractive or is it less? Is it more mild than it is in November?
Yeah, that's true. It's just more mild. You know, it would have to be a private jet, probably some wings thrown in, and Bacardi and Coke,
yes,
and a couple other assortments. I mean, they would really have to induce me to make that trip to that miserable
edibles?
Place. Sure. I'd be willing to try them.
Twist his arm. That's shrooms?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, that's a company. Edible
arrangement. The fruit place. The fruit place, Jerry.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, chocolate-covered fruits and stuff.
Big pineapple guy.
Yeah, an arrangement. I'd be into that.
Jerry, right. Most importantly, what's going on with the podcast?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked, Tim. Latest episode is... with the former Orioles vice chairman and COO, Peter Angelos's former left-hand man, Joe Foss. And boy, does he have some stories to tell that I have not heard. They lucked into Albert Bell's contract when they were able to just cut him loose because of a disability. There's an untold story about that. There's an untold story about how Pat Gillick wimped out on firing Frank Robinson. A lot of details about the Masson deal behind the scenes and how DC's really impacted the Orioles. So check that out. We're on YouTube at Be More Ball Pod. Be More Ball Pod. Again, on social media, the Be More Ball Pod is where you can find us. And we're still giving away those $50 gift cards from Lido Pizza.
Except to Mike Bordick.
Well, he's got 11 kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. I mean, we have a limited amount of cards to give away. And they're for the fans and listeners first, not for the Bordick family to, you know, eat spaghetti and pizza every night.
Wow. Well, Aloysius,
we can't have that.
It is always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. I'm sure we'll be talking again in the future. Keep up the great work, and we will talk soon.
Yeah, what do you guys got going on for the Preakness? Anything?
Yeah, I didn't even know what was going on.
I didn't think so. Complete silence in the room.
I heard that the Derby horse isn't even coming, so why should I?
I agree with that. And these people that want to change the format and all that, that's not going to happen. But Bob Baffert will be there, and Wayne Lucas is still around, and the track's just barely older than those two guys.
You'll be there, Jerry, right? Isn't that one of the best spreads all year?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's the 150th. Hopefully it's a worthy 150th spread, and hopefully security continues to look the other way.
Thank you, Jerry.
Enjoy.
Great talking, guys.
See ya. Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. He is the top doc in town. Coming up next year on the program, Ravens got some bad news. Our Darius Washington ruptures his Achilles in doing some offseason training. How big a loss is our Darius Washington? It's coming up next here on The Fan.
Well, I'm confident, you know, fairly confident that our Darius will be back. I don't know that it affects our decision-making at the position at all. And I think it's a pretty deep safety crew, and it's, you know, obviously the top guys, but then there's maybe four or five or six guys that will probably be, you know, third, fourth, fifth round guys that are good players. I mean, this is a really nice pool of players to pick from. I think we definitely will look at that. I think we added the two young guys last year. Both guys play well for us on special teams, Bo and Sanusi. But, yeah, it's a good group of players this year. And again, a position, I mentioned corner. I would probably guess that of our 11 picks, at least one of those would be a safety.
And he was not a liar. That was Eric DaCosta before the draft. They took Malachi Starks in the first round. So you did get your safety in the very first round. And our Darius Washington did return. Remember, they had the option to put a higher tender on him to get draft compensation. They chose to put the lower tender, which basically made him available to everybody at that number with no compensation. Teams chose to pass. He then signed his tender, and he ruptured his Achilles training. He's done probably for the year, at least for a good chunk of it. So how big a loss is our Darius Washington?
I mean, I feel terrible for the young man. He has overcome a sort of lack of size and some knocks on him as maybe not being the biggest or most unique physical specimen in the league by any stretch. To show that he can play in the league, could be a useful player. I also think, in part because the higher paid guys were just so awful that I don't want to phrase this.
Mm.
I kind of feel like he was getting hyped a little more than, like,
he's a nice player.
Probably warranted, just because it was so good to have people back there who looked like they wanted to play football.
And knew what they were doing.
That looked like they cared, right? That looked like there was a level of accountability to their game.
He made some big plays, though. He
did, and he plays bigger than his size.
Yes.
But let's face it, most of the plays he makes are going to be around 10 yards in the line of scrimmage. He's very much an undersized box safety who can thump, who understands leverage. We saw him take Freiermuth out a couple times right in front of the sticks. Like, I'm here for all that, and there's a value to that. But when you start talking about guys who are difficult to replace, he's not on that list for me.
No, look, is this a catastrophic blow to the defense? No, but I it's definitely a blow. And them taking Starks with the first-round pick softens it. But you look at down the stretch, some of the big plays they made. That forced fumble on Russell Wilson completely changed that game in the first game against the Steelers. You had a big tackle on a fourth down early on in the Texans game that kind of changed.
Big tackle on Freiermuth.
You mentioned the Freiermuth, and then Tomlin cowardly punts after that. So he made a lot of big plays, and when he got inserted into the starting lineup at safety, they allowed the fewest passing yards per game at 171.6 passing yards per game. Now, is this going to cripple them? No. Do I expect them to go out and get another safety?
Was he going to play that much like last year? No, because they drafted it.
Malachi Stark.
But it frees up Hamlin.
I hate to kick a guy when he's down, because I think our Darius Washington's a very nice player. But the Ravens told the league what they thought of him when they put the lower tender on him, and the league told you what they thought of him when nobody matched that
tender. It
doesn't
mean that they're not wrong, and they won't be proven wrong on the other side of this, because he's been proving people wrong. But they told you how they valued him by what they did.
And I like our Darius Washington, but they also drafted a safety in the first round for a reason. And like, they wanted more
and were
than
salivating over it, and really was almost as close to a dream scenario for them as they could have concocted.
So let me ask you a question. Could there be, here's a name for you that I didn't even think of until today. Chuck Clark is still out there. Could there be a Chuck Clark? Because they're not going to spend big money on a safety, I don't think. But Chuck Clark's not going to cost a lot of money.
No, I mean that's the role we're talking about. Is that guy who can understand run fits and assignment is
that
understanding
well,
of the assignment. It didn't end well, but I mean it hasn't ended well for some other guys who came back here. But that's more the profile I'm looking at. Like, I don't think, like, people are like, oh, go out and get Simmons. I don't think they're just about going out and getting a free safety. I think it's and look, I know it didn't end well with Chuck, but like Chuck, that locker room
loves Chuck.
Absolutely. I mean, Chuck was a real leader here.
And let's be clear, Chuck Clark's still out there. Like, he's looking for a job.
And we're talking about dime packages and certain situations, maybe certain first downs, depending on, you know, the way the game is being scripted or how much you think a team might be running or what their tendencies are. But, I mean, anytime somebody goes down this time of year, it's brutal.
Awful news. Our Darius Washington ruptured Achilles. So we got the bad news out of the way. Next is the good news. Derrick Henry. Ravens, it's been reported, have an extension with Derrick Henry. How much guaranteed money? How long? We'll get into all the nuts and bolts on that. Is it a good move? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.